Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight to 99.5 FM The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. Just want to give a shout out to all of those that are sitting up there in Waiava, out there in Halava, maybe OCCC, or even the women's facility out on the windward side. And we're not going to forget FDC or Laumaka. I want to give a big shout out to each and every one of you who have the opportunity and the capability to tune in tonight. You know, we're so anxious and so excited. You know, we Convoy of Hope Hawaii is here. Hallelujah. We will be headed to Molokai tomorrow morning to bless the people of Molokai. But before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to Honolulu Ford, Mark Benson and his team over there, being the proud sponsors of Free Inside Ministry. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future." We have a website at www.freeinsideministry.org. ORG. Got to check that. Having a little brain lapse here. We do have a Gmail, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page for those of you surfing the social media. That would be Free Inside Ministry. So the website address is www.freeinsideministry.org. Sorry about that. Had a little lapse. Must be the excitement about going to Molokai. You know, this morning we were so blessed to be able to be interviewed on a few of the stations here down at Salem Media. We started off with Dawn O'Brien, Wonder Woman herself, who's half Tongan, half Irish, but all holy. I said holy, not howly. She is a dazzling DJ in the morning. She can brighten up any room. That smile can crack glass from a mile away. But we are so gracious to be upon her show and so thankful. Reaching out to the thousands of listeners that tune in, because we needed to talk about Convoy of Hope Molokai. Because for those of you who haven't heard about it, if you have any relatives on Molokai, please tell them come down to the Kaunakakai Baseball Park on Saturday, this Saturday, the 20th. At about 5 p.m., the festivities will begin. We are going to have 22.5 tons of groceries to distribute to the people of Molokai. Now, I don't know about you, but if you only get less than 8,000 people and I got 22 tons of food, that means we got a lot of groceries to give away to those that call Molokai home. We also have professional haircuts from some hairstylists from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School. Want to thank the 13 individuals that are coming over. 10 of them actually raised their own funds by having fundraisers to get over there. They wanted to bless the people of Molokai. Talk about paying it forward. What a blessing. We also have professional photographers coming in for those family portraits that some of you might not have ever, but we'll be able to this Saturday at the Kaunakakai Ballpark. We do have a wonderful dinner also. We're not talking hot dogs. We're talking beef stew plate. It's going to be with rice and probably a tossed salad. We had to nix the mac salad because I didn't want 2,800 plates sitting there and the mac salad getting a little bit twang on it. So we're going to go with the tossed salad, I believe. But we have a kids zone there. Free. Kids zone has some rides, has games and prizes, but also popcorn and shave ice. Did I say free? Yeah, it's free. Also, oh my goodness, Bulla, how could you forget that? 2,100 pairs of children's shoes. You heard me right. Don't adjust your dial. 2,100 pairs of children's shoes free. We also have a prayer tent. We're going to have free entertainment going on at the same time. Just a wonderful lot. And we do have a lot of health agencies there. And they'll be able to offer some advice, some consultations. Some light screenings will be done. But just more passing the information, letting you know what's available to you. Just want to thank all of our team members out there in Molokai. You had a wonderful leadership meeting this past Tuesday. Oh, Tell you, I stand there with you guys. I just cry. I just cry because I know God's going to do a mighty thing in Molokai. Because you see, it's when darkness has surrounded you, the light shall shine so bright. We're just bringing the hope that Jesus Christ has for each and every one of us. And we're just excited. Excited for this blessed opportunity. And I will say this till the day I die. One of the main reasons why we are going to Molokai is summed up in two words. Dawn O'Brien. Now, this morning she was discounting that fact while on her show, but truth be told, about a year ago I was sitting in the studio telling her of all the wonderful things that happened at the Convoy of Hope Hawaii outreach at Kapolei Fairgrounds at McKinley High School and Kailua Rec Center last year, but she was on Molokai for a Praise in the Park concert. Well, this year, through God's grace and her intervention, and of course, the blessings of God himself. And I'd like to thank Pastor Ko and Pastor George Nakata for spearheading the executive committee. We decided to go to Molokai. Despite the odds, despite everything looking against us, we decided to press in, press on, and move forward. And we did. The end result is Saturday, July 20th. The largest humanitarian outreach in the history of the island of Molokai will take place. For those of you who have any relatives up there, give them a call, give them a holler, get on Facebook, email, tell them get down to the park, going to be on Big Paina. After the Convoy of Hope, we have the Concert of Hope featuring Barrett and Tara Awai, featuring Danny Lehman, and also Christafari, a Christian reggae band of international stature. Almost an oxymoron when you say Christian reggae. These men and women are very talented. They have the love of the Lord. Talk about reaching the younger generation through music. Oh my goodness. You think he was out on reggae concert when they hit the stage, but you know what? All for God. G to G. Glory to God. Glory to God. Want to give a shout out to our volunteers in our prison ministry, Free Inside Ministry. I want to give a shout out to Auntie Ivalani, Linda Lee, Marianne Gunanciel, Miley Anderson, Bob Durrington, Angel Fredalusis, Scott Sonoda, just steady, steady eddies. And I believe we have a few more coming on board. Of course, all of our Cliff and his lovely bride helps us up with the live connections. Just a wonderful team. So blessed to be a part of that ministry. But, you know, tonight I was trying to think of something to talk about. And, you know, I opened my Bible and it came to the part where Jesus healed Bartimaeus. And this is actually going to tie into the message about why we actually even think about, why we even contemplate, why we even do Convoy of Hope. Amen? You see, it's in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. Then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Now when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Amen? Amen. How many of us, right here, listening to the radio tonight, need a miracle? How many of us need a life-changing event to take place? How many of us are just sick and tired of being sick and tired? How many of us know that if we keep doing what we're doing, nothing's really going to get done, and pretty soon it's going to be too late? It might be an addiction that you have. It might be an affliction that you have. It could be the bottle. It could be the needle. It could be some weed. It could be abusive relationships. All of those things, you know, deep, deep down inside, you need to be healed. Well, let me tell you, Jesus is the healer of all healers. You see, Bartimaeus knew who the Messiah was. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus could heal him. See, many of us know that Jesus is the answer, but unlike Bartimaeus, we do not seek him. Unlike Bartimaeus, we do not cry out for Jesus. Unlike Bartimaeus, we neglect the fact that Jesus is the healer of all healers. Now, some interesting things that are going on in this story is that when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." Well, the only way Jesus is going to hear you is if you make your voice heard. Amen? You know, it's not going to be heard while you're humming along a disco song. Did they even have discos, Bula? I don't know. But, you know, maybe it's just a short little Jawaian song. You're humming along. Jesus can't hear you if you're humming that song. Or maybe you're just playing video games or Candy Crush. All you Candy Crush chronics out there. Jesus can't hear you when you're doing that. But you see, the reason Jesus heard Bartimaeus is Bartimaeus was screaming, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many of us know what we need, but we don't know how to get it. Or we're too prideful to ask for help. It's kind of like when a husband and wife are driving in a rental car in the middle of Nevada. They could be 60 miles in the middle of a desert, and the wife will say, "Are we lost?" And the husband naturally will say, "No, I'm just a little off course right now." Yeah, 60 miles in the desert. Spinning sandwich or real wheels, brother. But you see, Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was. Bartimaeus knew the Messiah was there. So he screamed out. Imagine not being able to see and just sensing, just feeling, just sensing a difference in the crowd. You could hear the murmurings. You could feel the energy. So he shouted out to Jesus to be healed. The other thing that is interesting, if you know that Bartimaeus, as a blind beggar, did not have much. That would be an assumption that I would agree with. Because if you're begging, what do you have? You're living literally hand to mouth. But the interesting thing here with Bartimaeus is when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they, meaning the crowd, called the blind man. And they immediately told him, "Cheer up, cheer up. Come on, he's calling you." Now look at this next in verse 50, chapter 10, verse 50 in the book of Mark. You have to visualize this because Bartimaeus is a blind beggar. For those of you that have been down on your luck, maybe for those of you who've lived on the mainland, you know how cold it gets if you don't have a warm bed or a warm house to sleep in. One of the essential things you need when you are homeless or houseless or just sleeping in the park, even sleeping in your car in the mainland, one of the base requirements is you need a coat. See, a lot of people look at that coat with different interpretations, but if you've been homeless, if you've been down and out on your luck, if you've been at the bottom of the barrel, when you've been where nobody else goes, you know how important a coat is. You see, that coat protects you. That coat gives you warmth. That coat keeps you away from the elements as good as it can. But you see, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus told him to come hither, he said, Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. See, the tossing of that coat is very important. The tossing of Bartimaeus' coat is very symbolic. See, he's letting go of everything that has kept him where he's at. It's protected him, but it's also hindered him. Sometimes we get into relationships like that. It's okay, but it could be better, but it's all right. See, Bartimaeus let that go because he knew he was going to see the healer. Bartimaeus knew that he was going to see Jesus. He had to let go of the things of the past because he knew that he was going to be healed. To the very core of his soul, he knew that Jesus would heal him. So he threw his coat off and he jumped. And he jumped. And you see, what happened is he jumped up. Sometimes we have to let go of our coat. Sometimes we have to let go of what's holding us back. Sometimes we have to let go of maybe something that's making us very comfortable, but not craving the word of God. Sometimes we've got to let go of certain things. Jump up like Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, did. He jumped up. He didn't leisurely stroll up. He didn't go one knee to one. He jumped. He's a blind man, but yet the boy can still jump. He jumped up and came to Jesus. Sometimes my brothers and my sisters, for my brethren out there, we need to jump up. We need to jump up. We need to get close to Jesus. We need to get excited about Jesus. We need to know that when we call his name, he is going to answer because he heard us calling for his name. You see, he heard Bartimaeus. He heard the name, his own name, called by someone who was in need. And he answered the call of Bartimaeus. Imagine that. Jesus answers prayers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, but Bartimaeus was quick to respond. He didn't say, oh, maybe I should go see him. Maybe I'll have his people call my people. Maybe we'll do some lunch. No, it says right there in the Bible, it says that when they told him that he was calling him, Bartimaeus threw aside his coat. He didn't take it off. He threw the coat. He jumped up and came to Jesus. Sometimes we need that kind of action. Sometimes we need that kind of reaction. We need to be as obedient as Bartimaeus. We need to throw off the old, jump up, and get right close to Jesus. Because Jesus is going to give us a word. Jesus is going to heal you. Jesus is going to give you the resources that you need. Jesus is going to touch you. Jesus is going to bless you. But until you throw that coat off, until you jump up and get next to Jesus, well, he's got better things to do. You know, sometimes we get so comfortable in what we're doing, we forget who the source of our comfort is. It's Jesus. It's not the couch, not the nice bed, not the nice Mercedes, not the comfy house in Kahala. The comfort of your soul is what I'm talking about. It's that inner peace. When the world is upside down, inside you're still right side up. Hallelujah. But you see, it had to be a specific prayer, a specific request, because Jesus immediately tells Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus replied, my rabbi, I want to see. And then Jesus said to him, go, for your faith, not me. He didn't say, for I have healed you. He says, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. My brothers and my sisters, what I love about the story about Bartimaeus is the action verbs, the language that it's used. It's very proactive. It's a very physical story because there's a lot of movement going on. But you see, you're either moving up, moving out, or moving forward. Nobody's sitting down. Bartimaeus started out being the beggar by the roadside. It says that there was a large crowd, including the disciples, that had just reached Jericho. And there was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus who was sitting beside the road. You see, in Bartimaeus' situation, this is what he was doing. Sitting on the side of the road, waiting for something to happen. But he had the wherewithal. He had the discernment. He had the wisdom that when Jesus answered his call, he responded like that. He didn't wait on it. He didn't journal it. He didn't write it down on his computer. He didn't text message his friends, I think Jesus is calling me. He didn't put it up on Facebook, oh, I think the Lord might be wanting to talk to me. He didn't call his friends and put a conference call together and say, what should I do, boys? No, Bartimaeus knows and knew the voice of Jesus. We know the voice of God that resides in us, but we play deaf ears sometimes. We don't want to admit that Jesus is talking to us because Jesus might be telling us to do something we don't want to do. But then that's selfish. That's prideful. That's arrogance. Just like Naaman, when he went to go get healed, he didn't want to go down into the Jordan and dip seven times. He didn't want to go jump headfirst to the Alawai. Why? Couldn't he go down Kahala Beach? How come Naaman had to go Alawai? Everybody stink by the Alawai. That's a whole other message. What I was segueing into was why we're going to Molokai with a convoy of hope. But I wanted to make sure we understood the story of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was healed by his faith. Can your faith heal you right now? Is your faith available to get you out of your situation? Is your faith strong enough to give you the resources you need to be available so when the Lord calls, you can answer it? Is your faith strong enough so no matter what is trying to attack you, you can ward off the attacks of the enemy? See, although Bartimaeus started out this story sitting down on the side of the road, the story ends with Bartimaeus following Jesus down the road. See, Jesus didn't make a new road. Jesus came on the road that Bartimaeus was on. There was a divine appointment. There was a time set aside by God himself for Jesus to walk by Bartimaeus. But it was still a choice. You see, it was a choice Bartimaeus made to cry out to God. Sometimes we just have to cry out. You know, we try and pray like, oh, God, help me, God. Oh, it's just really a tough situation, God. Oh, I don't know what to do. We got to weep, man. We got to get down on our knees and just let it rip. We got to rip from the lip, as I heard today. And I love that. Jesus, Jesus, Molokai needs you, Jesus. We got to get to Molokai. Oh, God, they need you. Lord, they need the light to break the darkness. They need to hear the name of Jesus. They need to know the compassion of you. Oh, Lord, Molokai. I cry for Molokai, for the people that live on the Aina of Molokai. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, get Convoy of Hope there so we can help the people of Molokai. May we bless them, Lord. May they have a day that they'll remember forever and just know that Jesus was at the park that day. You see the difference? Instead of saying, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we want to bless Molokai. Thank you, Lord, and bless this food. Amen. Okay, let's eat. Where's the spirit? Where's the compassion? Where's the desire? Where's the anguish? Where's the anguish in our prayers? Where's the anguish in our worship? You know, when we come to the church on Sundays, it's not there to clap our hands and hold it above our head and think we look good. It's time to get on our knees and beg for forgiveness. It's time to get on our knees and praise our Lord. It's time to get on our knees and raise the name of Jesus. It's time to get on our knees and know why we're on this earth. We're put on this earth to disciple all around us, to lift those that are in need around us. See, Molokai provides us an opportunity because there's going to be a day of final judgment coming for each and every one of us. And it's in Matthew verse 25, verse 35. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you some hospitality? Or when were you naked and we gave you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Hallelujah. There's going to come a judgment day. We're going to have to be accountable for all of our actions. Every word that was spoken, every thought that was thought, and everything that we did. What did you do with my son? Would be the question that God is going to ask us. We are coming to Molokai with open arms, open hearts, and an open container of 22.5 tons of food, an open container of 2,100 pairs of shoes, free haircuts, free portraits, free kids' games, free kids' rides, free kids' prizes, free beef stew dinner plate, free entertainment, free shave ice, free popcorn. It's like a carnival for Jesus. Free health screenings, free backpacks, free clothing as long as supplies last. Everything's free. Free prayer. What a wonderful day that's going to be. The people are going to know that God has not forgotten them, because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Some kupuna was kissing me on Tuesday, so grateful. I said, thank you, Bula. I said, no, don't thank me. Don't thank my wife. Thank God. Thank God that he was able to use the foolish things of the world. You see, the four words that will change your life, my brothers and my sisters, if you're ready for it, is, Lord, here I am. All we are willing vessels. We don't ask God. We just listen to the best of our abilities. We try and be obedient to God. And it's not really difficult, because God's going to bless more through you than he can to you. And when you become a conduit of those blessings, you see miracles, you see signs and wonders every day. You see the glory of our Lord. You live glory to glory. You live in the favor of God. My prayer and my wish follow you that are behind the fence, behind the walls today. It's not that you get into a religion, not that you get into a big church. We just want you to get right with God. That's what our ministry is called, Free Inside Ministry. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because the truth shall set you free. You know, we love you guys so much, you know, and you bless us whenever we have the opportunity to come in and share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. And I live that verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. If you don't have hope, you have nothing, but you have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't die on the cross to leave you a convicted person. He didn't die on the cross to leave you a drug addict. He didn't die on the cross to leave you an alcoholic. He didn't die on the cross to leave you an abusive person in a relationship. Jesus Christ died on that cross for our sins. You see, man washes white, but God whitewashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, wherever your walk is with Jesus right now, your life can change tomorrow. Your life can change right now. Just like Bartimaeus, instantly he was healed. Not in 2 weeks, not in 3 weeks. He was screaming for the Lord. He was crying out for Jesus. He knew exactly what he needed. When the Lord asked him, "What do you want me to do?" "I want to see." Sometimes we pray, but we don't know what we're praying for. That's kind of crazy to me if you ask me. You got to have a specific prayer. You got to know what you're praying for. And the Lord will hear your prayers, and thine will be done, not in our time, but in his time. You see, many of us, we love our Lord. We have great faith in God, but sometimes our faith in God's timing is far less than our actual faith in God, and that's the challenge. That's the difference. We have to have faith in God's timing. We have to be obedient to his will, obedient to what he says to do, and God will bless us. I know that. I'm living proof of that. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, tell your relatives, tell the ohana out in Molokai, come down to the Kaunakakai ballpark. Be blessed. Everybody needs something. Nobody's perfect in this world. We're so blessed to have over 300 volunteers willing to help their neighbors, their families, and their friends. We're taking a team of 40 from the executive team. I have executives coming in from Springfield, Missouri. They're not going to know what to hit them. See, Molokai might be lacking in jobs. Molokai might be lacking in economic opportunities, but hear this, my beloved. Molokai is not lacking in love. Molokai is not lacking in the Aloha spirit. Molokai is not lacking in families loving each other. They just don't have a lot of choices. And that's why we're going to Molokai. We want to bless them. We want to reach out to them. We want to know that they are neither forsaken nor forgotten. And then all it is just stepping out of the safe zone and into the faith zone. Stepping forward in Christ Jesus so that the impossible can be done. Everybody said we couldn't do it in Molokai. Hey, they better come with a camera on Saturday and check out what God's doing. My brothers, my sisters, we're going to see you tomorrow night. Get some rest. God bless you. Know that God loves you. Be good now. Go to sleep talking to Papa. Tell him how your day was.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.